Weather forced the Traverse, a point-to-point race from Crested Butte to Aspen, to become a reverse, an out-and-back loop remaining on the western side of the Elk Mountains. Finishing the race in 6.5 hours, teammates Max Tam and John Gaston of Aspen took first place, crossing back into Crested Butte before sunrise Saturday morning. Speaking from the top of Aspen Mountain Sunday morning, Tam said the victory was a historic crossing for Roaring Fork Valley residents.
I believe we're the first Aspen team to win since the very first year when Pierre Willie and Travis Moore won.
Finishing 7th overall and first place in the women's division are Aspenites Jesse Young and Lindsay Plant, speeding through the course in 7 hours and 46 minutes. The two started out fast and remained in the lead despite the single-digit temperatures freezing all of Plant's water and food supply.
When you're out there in the middle of it, you're never going to do it again in your mind. I think everybody says that, but we always seem to come back.
Heavy snowfall and high winds were cited as too hazardous for the route to go beyond Star Peak. Racers were notified at 9 p.m., just 3 hours prior to the gunshot, that they would not have the opportunity to go through to Aspen. Conditions for most of the Grand Reverse were cold but clear, with the rising moon providing what Jesse Young says was the highlight along the course.
You know, in spite of them canceling because of the conditions on the other side of Star, the night was just gorgeous.
Besides, according to Tam and Young, who are engaged, doing a true Grand Traverse gives a reason to sign up again next year. Allison Bechtesh, Aspen Public Radio News.